And hello, Matt. Thank you for calling in to the Richard Rants show today.
Greetings. That was quite a righteous rant you had today.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I don't always know what's going to come out of my mouth, but that's what came out.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really had me thinking about the frontline people, because, you know,
yeah,
it's, you know, these people at this Walgreens on Market Street, they have a rough enough job as it is.
Yeah.
They have no insurance. They have multiple roommates, probably.
Yeah.
They handle money all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel for them, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're taking precautions. We've got those plexiglass screens up. Mm-hmm. Everyone who goes into the store is required to wear a mask. The employees are wearing masks. We take the precautions that we can, and yes, they're on the front lines. But yeah, and of course we've got the healthcare workers who are, you know, even perhaps more so on the front lines.
Yeah, my sister and niece are both on the front lines.
Wow.
And even though they live in a conservative part of the country, they aren't buying any of the YouTube conspiracy stuff because they're seeing it.
Yeah, they see it, right? And
they wear masks already.
Yeah, of course, because they know. Health professionals know.
Yeah.
You know, and also the other people who know are people who have already been in the epicenter, like people in New York City. They know.
Yeah, they definitely know.
There's no doubt in their minds because the bodies haven't literally been piling up in the streets, but close enough.
Everybody in New York probably is at least 3 degrees removed from somebody who's been infected or died.
Yeah, probably closer than that. Almost everyone in New York knows someone who's infected, and most of them know someone who's died too.
Mm-hmm.
And I do too. I know some people in New York.
I've been lucky. I'm not. Nobody I know immediately that I know of has tested positive, and as far as I know, none of their friends and relatives have.
Oh, that's amazing.
I do have a friend in Virginia who works for Amazon, and a bunch of people got infected there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's 2 degrees, but I don't know these people. Anyway,
yeah.
It's been just such. You were talking earlier about the attitude people have about mask use, and
yeah,
it's so bizarre. It's
yeah,
just turned into this bravado,
mm-hmm,
you know, this sign of macho-ness, or just, I think some people are talking this stuff because pissing off liberals is kind of the only conservative ideology that exists now.
Right.
But it's not about that.
I'm sorry. It's not about that. I mean, it's about everybody's health. That, you know, it shouldn't be a political issue. And
right.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, we've been watching people get fed a barrage of propaganda about how cruel and hateful they should feel toward other people.
Yes.
You know, and now they've got to say, "Hey, walk around like an idiot with this mask on because you're so empathetic about other people's concerns." I don't know. I can understand how easy it is to get people to think that stupidly. I don't agree with it. You know what I mean?
Apparently it's easier than I would hope. Although I do take some solace from the fact that the majority of the U.S. population actually is in favor of progressive ideals and is in favor of getting Trump out of office and mm-hmm, is in favor of having health care for all, Medicare for all. Poll after poll shows that the majority of Americans actually are in favor of these progressive or liberal ideals for the greater welfare.
Yeah, and they seem like they're also for using all necessary precautions in the current climate, and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they also all seem to be displeased with the way the government has overall been handling this.
Well,
that's encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, the majority are. Obviously, there's a vocal minority that is railing against science and good journalism.
Yeah, and there's always going to be a 30% you just can't reach, no matter what you do.
Right. Yeah, and that's the part that's really hard, especially when some of those 30% are people that that have been my friends.
Yeah, same here. I social media connects you with a lot of people from your past, and some of those people have grown up to be cool, and some of them have grown up to jump off the deep end. But even then, many of them have become nurses, and even though they're super right-wing reactionaries, not about this topic. And in a way, that makes me feel good, because now they're kind of being able to kind of see past what they're being told, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's kind of starting to become some skepticism.
Right, right.
And skepticism, I mean, toward like right-wing propaganda.
Yeah, which, I mean...
That's got to be a good thing, even though it takes a tragedy to make it happen.
Well, I'm glad to see that. I mean, some of my friends who have fallen for this stuff didn't even recognize that it was right-wing propaganda.
Yeah, exactly.
Their politics up till now has been pretty much left-wing. And somehow they fell under the spell of this right-wing propaganda machine, which is exemplified by QAnon as perhaps the most... successful of those propaganda umbrellas happening. And
yeah, agreed. I would kind of like to know who's behind all that, but in the end it doesn't even really matter.
Well, I mean, there was a really good article in The Atlantic about QAnon, which pretty much has a pretty good theory about who started it.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, yeah. It talks about the origins of that. And I can probably pull it up too and put it on the comment.
Okay, cool.
Comments.
Yeah, I mean, it's so difficult, especially now, to just wonder what the end game is. You know, why? What would motivate someone to tell millions of people that this is all a lie? Go on about your business. I mean, you know, I only meet the Russian stuff halfway, you know, in terms of, you know, I believe that they have influenced things here, but
yeah.
I don't necessarily blame the Russians for everything weird that happens.
No, you can't blame them for everything.
You know, who benefits from the entire United States dying of a fatal disease, you know? I don't go with that as my working theory, but it would not be at all surprising if that were the case. We found out today that Trump now wants hospitals to send basically him the COVID-19 data instead of the CDC.
Send it to the Department of Health. Instead of the CDC, where that department will not make the information public the way the CDC does.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting to watch because, as far as I know, I mean, are hospitals legally required to follow this guideline? I mean, I could see the CDC maybe being blocked from somehow legally from using it, but can't they still send that information?
This is still all shaking out.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the doctor I mentioned, Dr. Ali Khan, who was interviewed by Amy Goodman this morning, mentioned that... the Trump administration ordered hospitals to bypass the CDC and send COVID-19 patient data to HHS. Ali Khan said that it maybe he's being overly optimistic. He's thinking, oh, maybe the DHS will still make the information available to the public. That's the main, but it seems to me that, you know, the whole reason that Trump is doing this is to try to cover up the information. We all know that to him it's all about the numbers. He's like, that's why he doesn't want testing, because testing is going to make the numbers go up.
Don't even get me started on that whole if we had fewer tests things.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? Yeah, like you said, it's going to be an interesting thing to watch because I'm not sure about the legality of all of this. And apparently, HHS is not required to make any of that information public if they don't want to.
Right, exactly. Whereas the CDC does make it public. Yeah.
I wonder if this will become like a state thing where they just start reporting to the states and see what happens. I don't know. We live in interesting times.
And the numbers are extremely important for people to be able to plan, for localities to be able to plan for.
Right, and where to distribute resources and
Yeah,
everything.
yeah. So that it's key. It's key to being able to fight this pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't even think Trump wants to be president for another 4 years, so I don't really understand who's
Really?
benefiting from him doing this and trying
Well,
so hard.
he seems to want to be president. He talks about how, he's setting it up so that he can just claim that it's a hoax if he loses.
Yeah, that's true.
So I mean, he seems to be taking every step to stay president, and he seems to, when he talks about how the mail-in ballots are going to make it impossible for Republicans to win because if people vote, then of course they won't vote for Republicans.
Did you see that news today about the guy he put in charge of the post office is trying to slow the mail down by cutting staff and saying, if a piece of mail shows up after a certain time, wait till tomorrow to send it?
That sounds exactly, I haven't read the story, but that sounds exactly par for the course for what this administration would do.
Yeah, okay, I'll send it to you once we're done here. I'll dig it up. I don't remember if it was the Postmaster General. They did, the article I said I don't read. I don't think it mentioned the job title. But it's whoever, some Trump donor who he put in charge of the post office.
I do remember when he was nominated, or just actually installed by Trump as the head of the post office. And of course, it was just one of a long line of Trump appointees who are basically sent there to destroy the department that they're named to lead. That's been a standard procedure for the Trump administration to do that, to basically work to undermine the important governmental organizations and agencies that he's supposed to be
Or just supposed to
enabling.
be monitoring and regulating, and the Bush administration did the same thing.
Say
Or
again?
not the exact same thing, but they liked putting people in charge of the Department of Interior, for example, who came from oil companies, that sort of thing.
That's true. Well, should we get back to the topic of masks? Because
I tend to wander.
we were going, oh, I do too. I do too. So that's good. I mean, wandering is good. That's part of, that's part of what I do here.
Yeah, I haven't been more than 5 blocks from home since March 11th, so this is all the wandering I get to do.
Well, so you have been sort of extreme social distancing, and for instance, I listened to Michael Moore's podcast, which is called Rumble with Michael Moore, and he's got amazing guests on his podcast and brings forth really great information. He has, because he had a lung condition last year, he had an infection of his lungs. He has to social distance. And so he's been in his apartment for 3 months now. He hasn't left his apartment. Yeah. So that's some extreme social distancing right there. His doctor told him, you cannot get this virus. And I'm trying to be as careful as possible too, because I have no desire to get sick. At the same time, we need people out in the streets. Who are fighting, because that's the only way that police are held to account. That's the only way that we get some motion towards social justice and economic justice. It's the only way that we force the government to get in line and actually help the people, because they don't listen to us when we put online petitions. And it's not until masses of people are in the street and you know, gumming up the works and making our voices heard, that, you know, en masse, that actual progress is made towards these social justice issues.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to see just how much has happened in the past 3 months on that front, in the middle of all this other stuff going on. You know, the massive protests that were relentless daily events, and maybe the COVID-19 is kind of part of that, because people were cooped up. I mean, I don't mean that made them think certain ways, but it might have motivated them to get out of the house. But it's crazy how much. I mean, we marched against the Iraq War. We came out in numbers. We changed nothing. But these people have been doing it every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've never seen anything like it. I mean, Mississippi, the Washington Redskins. I just never expected to see that in my lifetime. And bring it all back to masks. I noticed that the protesters aren't getting as sick as the yahoos that are going to, you know.
I'm curious about your sources, because I've read studies that say that the protests are not actually causing the spread. And
no, I meant the opposite. That they aren't getting infected at the same rate. That
right. Yeah.
Unmasked people have been getting together and, you know, going to the 4th of July.
That's right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the spread seems to be happening through parties, and not from the protests. And for the most part, the protesters on the progressive side have been wearing their masks.
Yeah, exactly. That goes back to what you said earlier about feeling compassion for other people.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason they're out in the streets in the first place is because they feel compassion for other people.
Right, right. Although, of course, there are right-wing protesters out there who are just the opposite as well, who do not feel compassion for other people and who want to get a haircut, you know, and are armed to that effect.
Yeah, and I guarantee you there are a lot of them who are terrified. And the only information they have to digest to explain it is complete crap. You know, if I didn't know what a virus was or what DNA was, I would be terrified right now.
Well, that's...
Since I know...
Yeah. And how do you know? Because you read articles and scientific, you know, maybe you went even further than that and read scientific studies, scientific treatises, and peer-reviewed scientific papers and fact-checked journalism that also goes over the results of the papers and interviews with health professionals and scientists, and you looked at the facts that are out there to understand what's going on. And of course, we also, you know, took some science classes in school and whatnot. But even if you didn't, you could find those facts out there if you were willing to look at the sources, or if you had selected some good sources.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and when you add on top of that, you know, the lack of education and critical thinking and being laid off from your job and not knowing where your next paycheck is coming from, I do feel sorry for a lot of those people, even though I have nothing but loathing for them at the same time. You know what I mean? A lot of that rage comes about naturally from someplace else, and there's only one channel to direct it to. There's only one direction available to them, in a way. And once you've been in that world, in that bubble for several years, there's nowhere else to go. You're not going to believe
that's right.
Some liberal pansy.
No.
Who learns and reads books.
Right. Yeah. No, that's, and even the liberals that I know have fallen into the same trap that has already ensnared the conservatives, and they were drawn in a much subtler way, kind of through the back door, because they found a certain conspiracy, whether it was anti-vax or,
yes,
you know, whether it was that there's some global cabal, the that's secretly running things, some banking conspiracy, and whatever conspiracy door they came in through, the other conspiracies started to leech in from this right-wing propaganda network.
Yeah, and we saw a lot of that with 9/11, which we're totally off topic now, but with after 9/11, conspiracy theories were popping up left and right, and they were left and right.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes they agreed on the same thing, they were presented with a left-wing view or a right-wing view.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed everything. That was at the birth of the internet, too.
Yeah.
9/11 ruined everything, I guess, at that point. So masks.
Yes. And we've got 10 minutes left on the show. So hit me on the masks. I saw that you posted a story about a woman at an apartment building who spread the virus to 70 people.
Yeah, it was 71, I think. So I don't know how they traced it, but there was this one woman, and she was a traveler, and she had come back to whatever town it was, and visited a friend and used the elevator, and 71 people who used that elevator after her contracted the virus, and they pinpointed it down to this one woman.
Was she wearing a mask?
That I don't know. Mm-hmm. They would probably have to ask her, and I don't know if I'd trust her testimony. But she was at least pressing buttons, you know?
Right.
She had to press ground floor, at least.
Yeah,
and my elevator is tiny. I won't go in it.
Yeah.
I won't go in it on a good day.
Uh-huh.
That fascinated me, and there was another... There was some references in that article. I'll post a link to your comments.
Okay.
That some party goer in California or something, whatever state it was, got it and infected all these people at the party. They were asymptomatic, so they didn't know.
Right.
And so there seems to be a lot more of this going around, and that's what scares me the most. I said something earlier today about the elderly people in my neighborhood. You know, and I saw 20 firefighters standing around with no masks on, going in and out of a building full of elderly people.
That's unfortunate.
That scares the hell out of me. Yeah. And this is why I only go outside once a day. This is why I don't use the laundry room. I might be being paranoid, but hey, I'm alive. I wonder. Yeah, not that you've got me puzzled over whether that woman was wearing a mask, but I have a feeling she wasn't. And that's why, she's breathing all over.
Right. I mean, that is the most effective means of transmission of the virus is, which we've discovered because, and this is, again, as science advances, we learn more, although other countries learned it faster than we did, that the primary means of transmission is through the air, through...
Yeah.
Microscopic droplets from our breath that is in the air and that is passed when, particularly when we speak, even more so if we sing or yell, because then more of these microscopic droplets are thrown further when we're speaking or yelling than when we're just breathing. But even just breathing can spread them. And if they're in an enclosed space, then they can just hang there in the air. And
exactly,
until
like
the
an elevator or a laundry room.
Right, exactly. Or, any room that is not particularly well ventilated. And then those particles will just hang in the air until the next person can come and breathe them. And if you're wearing a mask, those particles are not going to spread as much because, for the most part, they will just deposit on the inside of your mask.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So... wearing a mask is protecting everyone else around you. And, when you're breathing through a mask, it will protect you from breathing in some of those particles, but not all of them. Because
the only foolproof way is doing what Michael Moore does, but I suppose he still has stuff delivered.
He does have stuff delivered, but that's not the primary means of transmission. Even if someone with COVID touched what they delivered, as long as he wipes it down well and washes his hands, he's not going to get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got Greg Palast's new book arrived today.
Ah.
He sprayed that thing down in alcohol until he could almost drink it.
Yeah, Greg Palast's new book on how Trump stole the 2020 election.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet, obviously, since it just arrived, but
Yeah, and it
I'm looking
hasn't
forward to
happened
that.
yet, thank God. But
I forget where I was going, but I have seen a lot of delivery people come in here without masks too, and that pisses me off.
yeah.
I stopped all for the first couple of months. I was having food delivered, wine delivered, you name it, and I would put in the instructions, please wear a mask, please wear a mask. And they
Yeah.
just weren't doing it.
Wait, they still didn't do it even after you put it in the instructions?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So I've reported several of these companies, and I wanted to support them because a lot of these people got laid off because of this, and this is their only gig.
Right.
But after a while, I'm like, I cannot endorse this practice any longer. I'll just go to the store myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but then according to some people, that makes you a snitch.
It makes me a snitch. Oh, I
Yeah.
haven't heard that one yet.
No, you
I did
haven't?
contact the home offices of all these companies and tell them.
Yeah. No, I mean, I you can't have that. You should. I mean, the delivery people need to be taking the precautions to protect everyone. And
Yeah.
it's not, again, it's not to protect them, it's to protect the rest of us.
Yeah, not just me, but the old people in this building. And
Right.
the good news is, in every case, the representative said, thank you for letting us know about this. Our policy is they must wear masks, and we need to know who isn't.
Right. Yeah. And we're not trying to get anyone fired. We're trying to get them to tell that person to wear a damn mask.
I still tipped them, even though they didn't wear a mask.
And I'm sure that at the time you also suggested they might be wearing a mask.
I haven't verbally told anyone to wear a mask.
Oh, okay.
My only practice is that if I see someone on the sidewalk, I either turn my back to them or go into the
Yeah.
off the curb and wait for them to pass.
No, it's understandable not to engage because, tempers are short and, you never know what's gonna provoke violence in someone.
Yeah, and some guy walking down the street without a mask might be just daring somebody to give him a hard time about it.
True, true. I was in the park the other day, and for the most part, people in San Francisco are really good. I mean, we notice a lot of people aren't wearing masks here, but if you were in almost any other city except for New York, you'd probably notice a hell of a lot more of them not
Yeah,
wearing
exactly.
masks.
Or Beijing.
No, Beijing, everyone's wearing masks.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh yeah, but I
Unless
mean
you're in
it,
New York or Beijing.
yeah, right. But if you went to Indianapolis, you'd see a lot of people not wearing masks.
Or Oklahoma
Right,
now.
yeah. And we were predicting back when the red state people were not taking precautions that they'd be the next epicenters, and it was just a matter of time, and sure enough, now
Yeah,
they
it's scary
are.
because I thought we'd be like in wave two by now, but it feels like now wave one still isn't over
No,
yet.
it's still wave one. If you look at the graph, it's still wave one. Of course, conspiracy theories say that the graph is all fake.
Yeah, math is a liberal hoax.
Yeah, right. Oh man. Well, we are ticking down to the last 2 minutes of the show now.
Okay.
So I guess time for some last words. Do you have any last words at this point?
Wear goddamn mask.
Wear a goddamn mask and protect the rest of us.
Yes.
It's not because we care about you. It's no, we wear a mask because we care about you. Wear a mask
Yes.
because you care about us back.
Please,
Please.
yeah, that's pretty much all I got as
Yeah.
last words for anybody right now.
Yeah, right on. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for
Thanks,
doing
Richard.
what you do. Be in touch.
Will do.
All right,
Work from
rant.
home so I can watch your show now.
Awesome. Rant and resist.
All right. Yes, indeed.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Bye.
Bye. As we draw down to the last few seconds of the show, the last 40 seconds of the show, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This is posted to the podcast platforms such as Google and Spotify and Radio Public and a couple of others. So thanks for joining me. I broadcast this on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and it gets posted to the podcast platforms the next day. Rant and resist. Peace and love.